You are listening to The Nature of Things on WRVO. This essay originally aired on March 15th, 1985.
Hi, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Nature of Things, a program about the world we live in presented by FM 90 and the Rice Creek Field Station, a unit of the State University College at Oswego. There seems to have been more than the usual amount of attention given to the bluebird locally during the last couple of weeks. In part, this is because a bluebird, our state bird, has declined drastically in numbers over the last three decades. In larger measure, however, I think this is simply recognition of the unique attributes of the bluebird itself, its surpassing beauty, its friendly nature, and its domesticity. Think about it, and you realize that the bluebird, on its own merits, has become a part of our folklore. In this, it has few rivals. Perhaps the robin as a symbol of dooryard life, perhaps the cardinal, the oriole, and the scarlet tanager for sheer beauty. However, all of the last few are somehow flawed. The cardinal, a southern gentleman, has invaded northern gardens during the same period of time when the bluebird has been fading away. Oriole and tanager are less often seen, not more retiring, but certainly much more addicted to the interior of the trees they occupy. You may hear them often, but see them only occasionally. At any rate, it's a bluebird I'd like to pay homage to over the next couple of weeks, dealing first with its essence and then with its conservation. I can't completely recall the circumstances of my first meeting with this charming little thrush, but I remember vividly the effect it had on me. Up to that moment, my adventures with nature were all concerned with the answers to such questions as, what is it? What does it do? Where can I find a book that will tell me about it? On that sun-filled March day, as the trim little bird flitted from post to post along the pasture fence, the incredible blue shining from its back struck deep to the core of my being. Questions were not needed. For the first time, perhaps, I found the answer to a yet unformed question. What does this all mean to me? The former fact-finding queries were head questions, you see. Here at last was a heart question, the kind that can hook you for life. Each subsequent encounter with a bluebird added to this sense of awe, even though my knowledge of the bird grew. In April of that same year, I found a nest with five pale blue eggs in it. I followed that nest through incubation, hatching, feeding, and fledging of the young. The next year, I waited expectantly for the bird's return, for I had built and placed several houses, one in the old pear orchard, one in the apple orchard, and one at the far corner of the garden. Two of them were occupied, perhaps by offspring from the pasture nest. In addition, another nest was built near the last year's nest and the pasture fence. Now I had several to monitor. Still, the essence of each encounter was the flash of heavenly blue, which rose from the back of the male as it flitted about, trailing behind its gentle conversational warbler. Today I have cause to wonder how much of my attitude toward nature was conditioned by that series of events. My spirit still rises at the sight of a male bluebird, and I find experiences of the heart far more important to me than those of the head. If the bluebird had followed the path of the passenger pigeon and the Carolina parakeet, an important aesthetic dimension of my nature awareness might never have developed. Now the bluebird, like many other facets of nature, seems threatened. A friend of mine, John Rogers, member of a family of conservationists, seems to have had the same kind of reaction to bluebirds that I do. And he is very much in the vanguard of an effort to provide nesting sites and to just help the bluebird to win back its position in the farmyard. As head of the Upstate New York Bluebird Society, he is sharing with anyone who is interested the knowledge he's gained about the bluebird and how to conserve it. I hope to get a chance to talk with him or some other representative of the Upstate New York Bluebird Society next week. That's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.